Jay and Kevin's Hot Topics. Hot Topics.
No Steve Hawk today, so it's not Hawk Topics. It's just regular Hot Topics brought to you by Axiom Painting. Kevin, you can kick off the Hot Topics today there, Mr. Happy.
Why? What happened there?
He's on vacation.
Again?
Okay.
He's just taking the one day.
How much vacation does that guy take?
He's just taking the one day.
Oh, it's just one day?
Yeah.
That doesn't seem like a vacation, does it?
Well, a day off or a vacation, whichever you prefer to call it.
Okay, well, here's what I have to tell you about taking a day off.
Mm-hmm. Oh, boy.
And this has to do with pets.
Okay.
We have all experienced, I think we have, I don't know if Steve has, but I'm going to assume, the death of a pet in a family.
Steve?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It stinks.
True.
It's a hard day. There's no doubt about it. There's just no fun way to be like, no big deal. My dog died.
Sure.
No, it stinks. Do you think people should get a day off for when their dog passes away?
Ooh.
Boy, I know some people do get that day off.
Do they?
Yeah, there's some bereavement leave I think people can take, yeah.
Actual bereavement.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't think we have that.
I don't, well.
Now, you could take a personal day for us or whatever, but.
I don't know if they should. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I guess if it's bereavement leave, you're saying should that be included in there when it says a family member and stuff? Boy, I don't know. I mean, it just depends. A lot of people get affected pretty seriously by it, you know? I mean.
Absolutely.
A lot of people are closer to their pets than, like.
Humans.
Well, and everybody deals with everything different. You know how that goes.
Right, right.
And the other thing is, I will say this. I don't think I want the person who is completely distraught at work. You know what I mean?
No,
what
sure.
good are they going to be there? They're going to be emotionally in a bad place. And it's like, well, you know, you probably should just stay home.
Yeah,
but I had not heard of the bereavement before, and that's I saw this story that there was a company that gives you 2 days bereavement for loss of a pet.
Okay, wow, that's I would say pretty generous. Yeah, I was just Googling it too, Kevin. Not very many. It says very few companies offer it, but some do. Hmm. The number of companies offering the benefit is increasing. Some companies just say bereavement and do include the pet. Some do specific days for pets. So there you go. Hmm.
I don't know if this is going to upset some people.
Let's find out.
Okay. But does it depend on the pet? Like, let's say it's a goldfish.
Yes. Yeah.
I mean,
I understand what you're saying. Sure. Like, if you know, I mean, the goldfish, it feels like you're taking a day off every, like, 6 months.
Yeah. There's a difference
versus
there, right?
Dog, cat. I see what you're saying. Yeah. Of course. I feel like that's fair.
Okay.
Yeah. But boy, you made people angry. The text line is, oh man, Steve, you're rude. Steve, what a terrible thing to say. Oh my goodness.
I mean, you know, you win
it. Steve, your new nickname is Goldie Killer. Wow. Oh man. Oh, said the man. This one says the man with no feelings.
Yeah.
Wow.
They call me. Terrible. Just no feelings.
Raging debate on
terrible
the text line.
Terrible stuff right there.
You win him at the fair and then next.
Yeah, you win him at the fair, you lose him at the fair.
Topics.
Oh, we didn't even make it home. It's already gone. It happens.
It's a rough life, man.
Yeah. Kevin, I'm supposed to point out to you that there is an Oreo Coke Zero flavor if you're interested.
Oreo Coke Zero? I'm out.
Yeah. Just not interested in the Oreo part?
Yeah, it doesn't sound good. Yeah. And Coke Zero still has caffeine, and don't do caffeine.
That's what I thought. It's zero is sugar, right? But still caffeine.
Right. Yeah.
Aren't they doing it both ways, too?
I don't know if they have the... They might. They might have the caffeine-free, but still, a cookie-flavored pop is not going to appeal to you?
It doesn't appeal to me right off the bat.
I thought the same thing.
It doesn't sound right.
Yeah.
And I meant, like, they're doing the cookie, and they're also doing the drink, like, vice versa. And, like...
So you're saying the Oreo cookie that tastes like Coke?
Yeah, Coke flavor or something.
Really?
I think so. Did I see that wrong?
Is that better or worse?
What would you prefer? Yeah.
I would a cookie that tastes like Coke or a Coke that tastes like a cookie. I think maybe the cookie would be the better route for me anyway.
I might be wrong about this.
First time for everything. You've already insulted all the Goldfish owners. Way to just throw Coke and cookies and Oreos under the bus.
Yeah, if only there were a way to find out.
Yeah.
Actually, it looks like I might be right.
Okay. He's excited now.
Kevin, I got a text from my daughter just moments ago asking this hard-hitting question.
Okay.
Which, again, I was like, you know, she's still traveling abroad. And so, you know, when she texts, I try to pay a little closer attention because, you know, I don't even know what time of day it is there. I think it's in dinner time, maybe something. Have you ever had, Dad, good morning, have you ever had roasted chestnuts? Kevin?
Chestnuts roasted on an open fire. No, you hear about them, but I've never had them.
Steve?
You've never done it, huh? No, I don't think so.
And that was the one that I said too, Kevin. I don't know. And then I was like, I mean, I don't remember it, and maybe I have, but I don't know. But I guess
I would imagine, like, yeah, maybe they were in a bowl and I ate them and I didn't know it. But I think I would assume if they might be hot or something that you would go, oh man, those are roasted nuts.
Yeah, and I don't know if these that she's having are warm or not, but she recommends it just out of curiosity to finish the conversation. Switzerland, apparently it's popular.
Oh, so that's
Switzerland.
Okay.
Oh, is she in Switzerland right now?
Mm-hmm.
Mm. I'd like some info on that.
On Switzerland?
Yeah, I have no intentions of going. Okay. But apparently that is a place where my son has considered going for his honeymoon.
Okay, wow. Oh,
I was cool. Very surprised by that, but it was something that they both have always liked and talked about.
That's great.
And I thought, huh, okay.
Well, knowing my daughter, she'll probably have a PowerPoint or something.
Yeah, she will.
Yeah, come back. Oh, you want to know? 45-minute PowerPoint presentation on Switzerland or any other country she's been to.
45 minutes?
Man, believe me. She will, you'll get all the info you need, and then you'll get some more. Very good at
that
stuff.
That's what she does.
Yeah, she does. She's to it, you know, everything you'll need to know would be in there.
Just like her daddy.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
So no Scary Wood for you?
I might go.
Attaboy. We should get a bunch of listeners to go with Steve. I still think that's a great idea.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Let's see if we can organize that.
Kevin James.
Steve. Come on, Kevin. What's the name for that?
Single Moms to Silverwood.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country. Jay and Kevin's Hot Topics.
Hot Topics.
So, Kevin, let's just say it's a perfect world. There's no caffeine, no sugar. For you, no to the Oreo Coke. What about the coconut Dr. Pepper?
Oh, all in.
All in because of coconut?
Yeah. And Dr. Pepper.
And Dr. Pepper. That's 24 flavors, that I guess, right?
Yeah, that sounds very good.
Yeah, I think coconut's the way to go. Do a cookie? No. Coconut, love it. All right, Steve, what do you got for Hot Topics today?
Oh, boy. Well, since we were talking to an Uber driver earlier this morning.
Yeah, Teresa on Beat the Show.
Mm-hmm. My question is, would you rather be an Uber driver or someone who delivers Uber Eats?
Oh, so just people or food. That's basically what you're looking for.
Yeah, people or food.
Kevin?
Well, having done this a little bit, mm-hmm. I did drive people for a while. I enjoyed the driving people for the most part.
Yep.
I never did the food, but then I have done the food with my son. Like, he would drive and I would just ride around with him.
Mm-hmm.
And that was super fun. We had a good time. That's the one thing I like about the food. You can have somebody with you. You can make as much fun with it as you want. And it does. It's appealing. The food thing is appealing.
Did you ever, you know, take a sample here or there?
Oh, come on now.
I never did, Steve. Never did. Never would. That's something I take serious.
I would say that the food doesn't talk, so that's probably a plus. I feel
you don't make as, I mean, I might think not make tips as much and money or better, yeah, with
people.
But I don't know.
I don't know. See, that would be a consideration. If it's like substantially more for people, you might put up with it. If it's nearly the same, I might go with food because it doesn't talk and you don't have to communicate. And I feel like when you're delivering people food, they're probably in a pretty good mood unless you're like really late.
Oh, yeah.
But I feel like most people are like, oh, thank you so much. I'm starving, you know. Mm-hmm. So you're most likely to have a good experience. I might be clueless, but okay. I think I would go food.
Here's a question for you. I had some Uber Eats delivered maybe a week or two ago.
Okay.
And guy goes to me, oh, man, smells so good. What's your response to that?
As he's handing you the food?
Yeah. I mean, it seems like he wants an invite or something.
It does kind of seem like it. Man, it smells so good. I'd probably say, I hope it is good. Slam.
Okay.
I mean, I would say like, oh man, I know that's got to be rough driving around with this food all the time.
Yep.
I think that's where.
Good
I
one, Kevin.
Go.
Good one. Good one, Kevin. Good one.
Yeah, I kind of panicked and we had a moment of silence, or maybe many moments of silence.
You couldn't have just said, yeah. Nothing?
I don't know. I said something like, oh, I hope so, but that didn't make sense. And I don't know.
It smells good. I hope so. Yeah, because you were thinking tastes good too. That's, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened.
Well, there you go. Well, that's weird because usually most of your encounters are not awkward.
Yeah. Well, he started it.
Okay. You're not in first grade.
Jay and Kevin's Hot Topics. Topics.
He was actually probably one of the more friendly. Well, I mean, they're all actually. I don't know if I've ever met a non-friendly.
See, you arguing with yourself is hilarious.
Yep. You can't say something bad.
I mean, it couldn't be perceived that somebody wasn't a perfect human. Steve will see somebody do something very, very bad, and he's like, he'll go like, I go, what the? And he'll be like, well, maybe they're having a bad day. I don't know. And I'm like, no, that's not appropriate human behavior.
Yeah, no, this guy was great. I don't know if he had appropriate...
he went from not great to now he's great.
No, I never said he wasn't great. It was just a weird thing to say, I feel. He was great. Gave him 5 stars. I
mean, did you? Well, yeah. Good for you.
I don't know.
I mean, he's great, guys. He's great.
I even clicked friendly on the app. I
said, oh, nice.
Yeah.
Are you always the kind of guy that rates...
Well, I mean, they ask you to.
No, I know, yeah. But, I mean, I'm sure there's plenty of people who don't follow through on that.
I mean, I don't, like, do the long, extended whatever of, like, typing in anything.
I don't know how it works.
Like,
so,
the comments.
So there's a place that you could just click and be done, or you could click and then write comments, or how does it work? I'm unaware.
Unless I'm misremembering this, Kevin, you can help me out on this, I guess. It's just you can click through all of them that's just, like, the food itself, the driver itself,
okay.
You know, friendly,
and each one you can comment on, or there's just like options,
I think so.
A, B, C, D. What is it, Kev?
Yeah, you can give thumbs up, thumbs down to each food item.
Yeah.
Okay.
To your driver, to everything. You can leave notes about any of them, like, why did you give the Beijing pork a thumb down? And you're like, because it was supposed to be beef.
And is it, right. And as soon as you do it, is that when it's, is it instantaneous that the driver then sees it?
No, I don't think so, because...
Well, I think the tip is it not?
Yeah, you know, the tip is for sure, 100%.
Okay. Yeah. And then what about the restaurant? Do they get the comments on the food?
Yes.
And is that immediate as well or no? We don't know.
I mean, I think it's, I don't know how immediate.
Okay.
Probably pretty immediate if it's an email, just.
Oh, yeah, I imagine, I suppose.
Yeah.
Okay, well, this happened to me this morning as I opened up Facebook here at the station. I have a couple different Facebook accounts, you know, mainly fake ones, but I might have been on my own. I think I was on my own, because obviously Jay and Kevin show on Coyote Country. So, and then on my own, and I think I was on my own Facebook page and it pops up. Yeah, I was. And it pops up and
now
there's a picture. I'm just trying to remember. It's really not important to the story. So this picture pops up and I look at this picture and it looks like my brother and he's in a hospital bed. Wearing a hospital gown with like a tube hanging out of his nose and stuff. And he's like, it's been one of those days. And I'm like, what in the heck is my brother doing in the hospital?
Yeah.
And I could see him not really letting anybody know.
Sure.
And just maybe like let my mom know and her not passing it on just because of time difference and all the rest. And I'm like, oh my gosh. So I click on this real quick and I'm reading and I'm like, what? Wait, what? He had a heart thing, and I'm looking, and then else I scroll back up, and it's not my brother. But this dude looks so much like my brother, and I have no idea who this man is. I don't even know why he was on my feed. But
That's wild.
It was the craziest thing ever. And, you know, I might have been a little blurry-eyed based on the time, but still.
Yes.
As I went back and looked, because I thought maybe I was crazy, this guy looks exactly like my middle brother. It was weird. It'd take me down.
It's weird.
And then the fact that I, you know, once I had already established in my mind that it was him, I immediately went to the writing because I wanted to see what was going on. And I looked at the clock too, because it was like, I don't know, maybe 5 after 5. And I thought, what time can I call my mom to find out what's going on with my brother? I'm glad I went back so that I didn't call my mom at 7 o'clock in the morning their time and go,
she'd be like,
why is Keith in the hospital? You know, and then he's in the hospital? Oh my gosh.
Oh, and that just opens
just
up.
Just starts down the wrong path. Have you ever done that where you've looked at a social media and thought somebody was somebody else?
Yeah, I have. Yeah.
Was it a bad
thing?
Never
thought my brother was in the hospital.
No, that's good. Yeah. But is it a bad thing or was it a good thing? Do you remember the?
I don't remember, Jay. I feel like it was just, I thought it was somebody else and I was looking and then I was like, oh, that's not who I thought that was.
Sure. Yeah. Steve, ever had it?
Yeah, I'm sure I've seen a picture or whatever because people look like people.
That's.
Or other people. People look like other people.
Right. People look like people is also right.
Yes.
I'm 2 for 2, baby.
Man, well, you know what I've always said, Kevin? People look like people.
They do.
Yeah, you're right, Steve. I should have commented, are you my brother? And then he'd be like, who is this? Huh? And I'm like, yeah, I don't know. You were on my feed. That ain't my fault.
What's that book? Is it?
The Bible?
No. Are you my?
Thesaurus.
No.
Thank you, Kevin.
Are you my mother? Is that a book?
Are you my mother?
Yeah.
I don't know this book. What is it about, Steve?
I don't remember.
That's a.
I think that's what it's called, though.
It's a children's book.
Yeah. So it is a thing.
Dr. Seuss. Point,
okay.
Go ahead and ask
you
your question.
You liked that? You liked that because we were talking about what? Rhyming or what?
I don't remember what the connection was. There was a reason.
Connection was you're looking at a picture and thinking it's someone else.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
All right, buddy. Listen, be good. Say hi to your mom. Say hi to your dad, and we'll talk to you on Friday. Okay, buddy.
Okay.
All right. See you, bud.
Kevin James.
And he's gone.
No, I'm still here.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Kevin's clip of the day. All right, Kevin, what do you got for us?
Well, we all know somebody at work who maybe you question how much they're working, right? Like, we've had people in the building before where you're like, huh, you work downstairs, but you're upstairs going to the bathroom at this time. And then you walk around upstairs and talk to people.
Sure.
And then you go downstairs and you seem to talk to people.
Mm-hmm.
And you just kind of wonder, like, how much are they getting done?
I think that's probably a common thread through a lot of businesses.
Yeah.
You have some people that you know they're working because you see them actually working all the time, and some that you're less believable.
Well, this guy, he sums it up. I mean, he explains it all, why you don't see him around doing much.
Okay.
Working 9 to 10, then going to the bathroom. Working 10:30 to 11:45, then going to the bathroom. Then right before lunch, we do another bathroom. Then we go to the bathroom right after we get back from lunch. Working 2 to 3, then going to the bathroom. Working 3:30 to 4:30, then doing another bathroom. Then right before we leave, we go to the bathroom. If you question my bathroom breaks, I will see you in court.
There you go.
What a close. I was not expecting that at the end there.
I wasn't either.
Whoa, man, that escalated.
He seemed so happy and just explaining it, and then I'll see you in court. Oh,
very quickly, the way that escalated. Wow.
Hey, routine is good, though, right?
Yeah. I mean, I was trying to figure out, I was following along
working
with the timetable.
9 to 10, yeah. then go to the bathroom.
I'm just curious how long that is lasting. You know, I don't think he outlined that, right? He didn't say, you know, didn't give us that. Then he did, or maybe he did. Working 9 to 10. Yeah, no, he actually did. 9 to 10, then go to the bathroom. Then he said 10:30 to 11:45. So apparently for 30 minutes.
Oh, wow.
Is that not what I'm to assume there?
No, that's 100%.
And then 10:30 to 11:45, go to the bathroom. Then obviously that's like a 15-minuter. Then you go to lunch. and then
right.
one to, I think he said one to two, then bathroom. Yeah, then he's taking like a 2:30 to 3:45 or something like that. And then, yeah, there's some time gone there. Well, don't question it. He'll sue you.
That's right. Don't mess with that guy.
I enjoyed the song, though.
Boy, yeah, I mean, it was Hippy Skippy.
Steve, you did not sleep much last night, did you?
I know.
Kevin.
Steve.
This guy today is killing
me. Body.
I don't know what's happening.
It is awesome. Somebody texted, I think Steve is hydrating with the wrong liquids today.
Something, yeah.
What would seem to be the problem with the sleep? Let's figure it out.
No, we don't need to talk about it. It's fine.
You were just tossing and turning. You were on the phone. You were on social media. You got scared by a TV show.
Well, I was watching TV in bed, which I don't typically do.
Okay.
I typically like watch videos on my phone right before I fall asleep.
Sure. I think a lot of people do some scrolling or whatever.
Yeah, but I was actually watching a show yesterday.
What was it?
The new one with, what's her face? On ABC.
Right. Certainly narrows it down.
Oh, the one that you like. You just brought her up the other day.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. What is Steve.
Why can't I'm
letting
I think of
you
it?
Down.
High Potential.
High Potential. That was it. That's the one. Yeah. She solves crimes, right? She's a single mom solving crimes with the police department. She's not a cop, but she's a genius.
Yeah.
Am I getting it close?
Yep. You got it exactly right.
All right.
And it's a good show. I enjoyed it. But I kind of had to rewind a little bit because I fell asleep.
Because you dozed off. Okay. Yeah. That makes sense.
During commercial break.
Yeah, sure. Is that why you don't watch TV in bed? Because you're worried you'll doze off? Or?
Well, I do that on the couch, too. So there's, I don't know.
That's not it. Yeah.
I don't know what it is. It's just, I don't know, going from one place to the other.
I understand. Yeah, I don't know. You know, just spend your whole life in your bedroom. You want to, like, move over to the couch and enjoy that thing. Why, sure. Why do you have it otherwise?
Yeah. So I don't know. Maybe that was it. I don't know. I was all sweaty this morning, too. I don't know what happened.
You have air conditioning, do you not?
Yeah.
I mean, it was 87 yesterday. If you didn't turn it on, it was probably hot in your place.
Well, that must have been it.
Yeah.
Well, you better check his temperature.
I think I'm good. I don't know. Maybe you want me to go over to the medicine cabinet and see if there's a thermometer in there, Kev?
Yes.
No, I'm fine.
Yeah, I think you are.
I'm Hippy Skippy.
Correct. Yeah, if you didn't turn your air, I mean, most people, I think, probably turned their air off.
Yeah, that's what I did.
And then, but I mean, I turned mine back on Monday when it got to 79 degrees in the house. I was like, yeah, you know what? That's not the perfect sleeping temperature. I think I'm going to cool that down a bit. And then I just left it on yesterday because it was hot.
Apparently.
Yeah. Oof. Nothing better than waking up just in a full puddle of sweat.
Mm-mm. No.
I mean, it wasn't a puddle.
Kevin, were you sweaty last night? I mean, we might as well take a full survey.
Okay. A little bit, Jay. I had another night where I could not sleep.
Yeah.
And it was my frustration was so high. I couldn't get on my bed. I just couldn't do it. And so I finally said, forget it. I'm going to the recliner in the kitchen, in the living room, and I'm going to hook up my CPAP machine.
Mm-hmm.
And there's only really one way I can sit in that, you know? With the legs up and all that.
Yeah.
And I did get all situated, and I had a fan blowing on me. And I will say that the fan, after a little bit, I was like, okay, I'm freezing now. Except I just had one little blanket on me. So I shut the fan off, cuddled up again, and I actually slept for like 3 hours.
Like the Gilligan's Tour.
Yeah. 3 hours in a row.
Like on the SS Minnow.
What year is this?
The SS Minnow, Steve? Gilligan's Island? Year.
Yeah, wait. I'll repeat my question.
You want me to figure...
Steve, I thought that was a good joke.
What year is this? Did you mean what year is it currently, or what year was the SS Minnow in a...
Yeah, what year is... saying, why are we doing Gilligan's stuff? What year is it?
Yeah.
Oh, it's 2024, guys.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
I don't know of anybody having nicknames for Steve other than producer Steve, unless I'm missing something. Kevin, am I missing something?
I don't remember if I've heard one.
Kevin James.
Yeah, I don't think I've heard a nickname.
Okay, but I
feel like Steve Hawk has said a thing or two, but I don't think those were nicknames.
On the Big 99.9. 99 Coyote Country. Final thoughts.
All right, Squinty.
Squinty.
Squints.
That's what it is.
Oh. I don't know if I like either one of those, to be honest. Well, this is going to be very fulfilling. So, you know, we've been collecting photos for our, or from our spambassadors.
Yeah.
And then posting them on social media, our website, all that good stuff. And I've been holding off because I knew that Natalie Grant from 4 News Now was coming in today to talk and share photos with us.
Yep.
So I've collected from her and another, from Chrissy, our other spambassador.
Yep.
About 20 photos, I think. So it's going to be nice to add it to the album. It'll feel very, I'll feel very fulfilled.
Yeah, I love that. And Natalie sent you quite a few then today?
Yeah, she sent me like 5 or
okay.
so.
Okay, yeah, that's enough.
Somewhere
yeah.
around there.
Sure.
So yeah, she took some good photos.
Very, very nice.
And
yeah.
so I'll
we appreciate her
day.
Doing that. Yeah.
yeah, yeah, it was great. So looking forward to seeing where it travels and hopefully someone from, what did she say, her Airbnb is where she left it?
Yeah.
Yes.
That would be great to have that person then be able to find another person willing to be a spam ambassador and all that that entails, including sending pictures. It says it on the can. People are like, well, how do they know? Well, there's a little description of what's happening and what to do with the photos and all that. So hopefully someone we don't have any idea, we've never met before from maybe another country.
Just that'd be fun.
Decides
yeah.
to jump in and become a spam ambassador.
Final thoughts.
Thanks to Natalie for doing her part.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Kevin.
Well, yesterday I'm sitting outside and a gentleman is walking by and he's got on a sweatshirt. It's pretty hot for a sweatshirt,
yeah,
I thought.
For sure.
His backpack, and he reminded me a little bit, this is not a fair description, but I'm trying to paint a picture. He reminded me of a taller, younger Vinny from Dix.
Okay. Yep.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You know Vinny.
Sure.
Steve probably doesn't know who Vinny
no,
is.
No, there's
yet.
No way. Well,
no.
He's a Spokane legend.
Okay.
Yep.
So it looks kind of like him, but the guy is way taller. And but you know how that is where your mind just goes, oh, yeah, no, that's who it was.
Sure.
No, it wasn't. But and then my alarm was going off. This is all in my mind,
on your,
right?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And anyways, the gentleman, as it goes off, I'm like, oh, I'm shutting it up. And he looks over at me and he just goes, looks at me, he is eating a peach.
Wait, is this like still in your apple? Mind or is this actually happening?
No, this is actually
okay,
happening,
all right.
Jay. But
I'm sorry.
It was that thing where I'm dozing in and out
yeah.
because of the sunshine.
Okay.
What?
And this is why it's so weird is because there was no alarm. That didn't really go off.
Okay.
None of that was happening. But I open up and I see clearly him eating a peach while he's walking,
mm-hmm.
and he takes a big bite out of it, and you know, and the juice is just dripping everywhere.
Sure.
And he just looks at me and he goes, "Peaches am good."
And that really happened.
Peaches am good.
Peaches
That's what
am
he
good.
Said.
He's not lying.
And I said, "Oh yes, they are. I love them."
And then what happened?
Yeah. That was it. He just kept walking by my house. That was the end of it.
Peaches am good.
Huh. Peaches am good.
Yeah, I mean, he's right.
So wait.
So now I want peaches.
So, yeah, I have to add. So, yeah, what is real and what is not real of that whole
just
story?
Just the alarm part was not real, correct?
Oh, just
the,
that
yeah,
part.
The alarm. Like, I was sitting there and I was, like, dozing off, right? Like, looking at him as I'm, he's walking towards me. I'm in the sunshine and
uh-huh.
I kind of do the thing where I'm like, yeah, just kind of put your head down here.
Peaches am good.
So I doze off for a sec. But then my alarm goes off. But really, I think what the alarm was just him being close
sure,
and
yeah.
eating a peach. And so I opened my eyes to see him devouring this peach and saying, peaches am good.
Final thoughts.
He looks so happy, too.
I would imagine.
That is alarming.
Michael Bublé is now on The Voice with Snoop Dogg.
Yes.
And they were talking about their first meeting.
My daughter, when I went to go meet Snoop the first time, she out of the blue, she said, "Poppy, are you going to sing with Snoop Dogg?" And I said, "Yeah, I'm going to go do a thing." Yeah. I said, "How do you know Snoop Dogg?" And she said, "Yes." She said, "Every morning, my teacher, Miss Basile, plays Snoop Affirmations." And she said, "Alexa, play Snoop Dogg Affirmations." And every morning, the kindergarten class would listen to Uncle Snoop doing it. So I showed Snoop the video. My daughter made a video for him.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, he's such a beautiful, he's a deep, you know, beautiful guy. And that was like a great sense of connection. We hit it off.
Are you aware of these Snoop affirmations, Kevin?
Well, only because I heard this, where he made them for his grandkids, Snoop did.
Yeah.
And it's great. He basically just goes through and tells you all the things of how you're going to have a great day, but with a little Snoop style, and it's
there
pretty
is no
good.
One better to be than myself.
There's no one better to be than myself.
Today is going to be an amazing day.
Today's going to be an amazing day.
My feelings matter.
My feelings matter.
I get better every single day.
I get better every single day.
I choose to feel happy.
I choose to feel happy.
My family loves me so much.
Loves me so much.
That's great.
That's great.
I mean, how great. You know what? Good message. Catchy little ditty. And also introduces.
And I love the teacher plays it every day for him.
Yeah, just Alexa's it. And it's off and running. Wow. Are you eating a peach right now?
Peaches is good.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Just couldn't wait.
Let's just say that the curtain has come down on yet another miserable performance.
All right, that's the show. Gotta go. On the way out, we're going to give you some tickets to get into the Just Between Friends consignment sale and a $20 gift certificate. Just how we're feeling today.
Generous, Jay.
Yeah, you know why we're feeling that way today? I would assume you guys probably know. Like, oh.
Why is that?
I care about others.
I care about others.
I learned from my mistakes.
Yeah.
I learned from my mistakes.
Now we know some new affirmations that we can choose and learn to say. So next time you need a little inspiration to help you have more of a positive day.
Yeah. All right. I feel great. Thanks, Snoop.
You never would have thought.
No, never would have. But the more people talk to him, the more they're like, he's inspirational. I need to catch up on that show. I haven't watched one. I think it's been on twice already, so I guess I got
homework. Has it?
Yeah, I think Monday, Tuesday, maybe, or Sunday, Monday, one
okay.
or the other.
Yeah, that could be. I think it's Monday, Tuesday.
I got to get on that, and I will. All right, anyway, caller 7 for the Just Between Friends consignment. Guys, we'll see you tomorrow then.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We are so glad you came. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye now.
I don't want to overcommit.
Yeah.